بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. In the previous session we talked about different factors which bear on the process of decision making, and we said there are three major elements. One is knowledge, the other is desire, and the third is power. And we said that out of these three, knowledge is very important, because desire and power are more or less provided, and what we need to achieve ourselves is mostly knowledge, but that type of knowledge which is important for proper decision making. We need to know ourselves. This is self-knowledge that you are all familiar with. After you become awake, after you become conscious, you become alert, then the very first thing that you need to do is to know yourself and to know what you are supposed to do, what you can achieve, to what extent you can upgrade or degrade yourself, all those things that you know about self-knowledge. And then taking care of oneself. This is what I have called to take care after yourself. You remember this ayah of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum la yadhurrukum man dhalla idha ihtadaytum. O believers, look after yourselves, take care of yourselves, be concerned with yourself. If you are on the right path, the people who go astray will not harm you. You will not be harmed by the fact that people are not following the right path. If you know what to do, if you are on the right path, then this is not going to harm. So we need to look after ourselves. Of course, as I said, to look after yourself implies to perform also your social responsibilities. We don't want to become isolated. We don't want to go to desert or to a cave and say, okay, I want to look after my own piety. No. If I need to be pious, I need to perform my social responsibilities as well. Islam is a religion that asks us to be actively engaged in society, the community life. But all in an spirit of awakeness and consciousness, and knowing exactly what is going to benefit you and harm you. This must be the spirit of your engagement in the society. What happens is that many people, as soon as they are faced with other people, they forget to think about themselves. And they become so much concerned with the problems of other people that they forget their own problems. I see that, for example, someone has maybe some problem in his behavior, or some problem, for example, maybe in his, for example, physical appearance or whatsoever. But I forget that the same thing, or maybe worse than that, maybe in me. The hadith says that Tuba leman shaqalahu oyubuhu an oyub al akhirin. The one who is so busy thinking about his own deficiencies that he has no chance to think about deficiencies of other people. This is the person that should be a role model for us, should be an example for us. I must be so much busy with my own problems that I would have no chance to say other people are bad. Of course, we shouldn't go to the extreme, you know, and say, okay, even if someone is a criminal, I don't think about it. I have so much, you know, to think with myself. No. This means that always start with criticism and assessment of yourself before you go to other people. You may remember this story that four people had an appointment with the king, and their appointment was right after Salat for the noon, for Zuhr. Because they were so much in rush, they didn't make sure that it's actually the time of Salat. So they went to the mosque and started their prayer. When they were praying, in the middle of the prayer, they saw that Muazzin has entered into the mosque, the one who calls for the prayer, and wanted to go and call for the prayer. So they realized that something, you know, wrong has happened. So one of them, while praying, asked the Muazzin, hasn't the time of Salat yet come? And you know, when you speak during Salat, your Salat becomes void. So this person shouldn't have spoken. So the second person criticized him. Say, why did you speak? You were not supposed to speak. And the third person said, you too spoke. You were not right to criticize that person when you are saying your prayer. And the fourth person who thought he's very clever, he said, thanks to Allah, I didn't speak to any of you. So, all these four people made mistakes. The first one forgot himself being in the state of prayer. The second did the same mistake. Why? Because he was thinking about another person doing this mistake, so he himself did the same mistake. The same about the third and the fourth. So this is what happens to many people, that we are so much thinking about other people that we forget that we may do the same thing. Sometimes, you know, you are driving, you see an accident. So much you look at the accident and then you have yourself accident. This happens. You become, you know, so much carried away with that accident that you yourself can have accident. So we must be very careful to always have an open eye on ourselves. So to look after ourselves is very important, to take care of ourselves. First of all, we need to make sure that I have proper beliefs. If I want to look after myself, I have to have proper beliefs. I cannot say I am a good person. I am a very kind person, a generous, for example, person. I never, you know, annoy anyone. So there is no need for me to have any faith. Whether God exists or doesn't exist, it's not important for me. As long as I am good in my dealing with the people, it's okay. No. According to Islam, the bottom line for our happiness and our possibility of becoming happy is to believe in God, the Almighty. There is no way to bypass this. This is the bottom line. If there are people who are good in their dealing with other people and they have no faith, there is no chance to go to heaven. Maybe they will not be sent to hell. Maybe their punishment will be reduced. But there is no way to go to heaven. The only time that a person can go to heaven is that a person has faith in God. Why? Because faith in God is the most basic truth. That failure to recognize this means that this person has a grave problem.